We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, gracious viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Amphion, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Salgão Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
In Buriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Batán and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. in the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña, and in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Xia Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokhok Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Russia donates approximately $97 million to Abkhazia. In environmental news, China rules that banks should stop loans to companies that do not meet energy-efficient standards. In animal welfare news, the Australian state of Queensland expands a conservation park for the herbivorous koala. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 16, is World Food Day, established by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, in 1979. United Against Hunger is this year's theme, acknowledging national, regional and international efforts to bring proper nutrition to each global citizen. It is an occasion to encourage every level of society to join together to accomplish this praiseworthy goal. Discussions, fundraising activities, prayer services, and documentary films are some of the many events held on this day. The FAO petition to end hunger is also available to sign online. May each individual adopt the energy, water, and plant-saving vegan diet to ensure an abundance of nourishing sustenance for all.
Fly-in news. Quakes hit Indonesia, Tonga, New Zealand, and USA. A 6.3 magnitude quake shook eastern Indonesia on Tuesday, October 12th, with another 5.1 tremor that struck just 2 days later on Sumatra Island. The following day, two earthquakes struck off the coast of the South Pacific island nation Tonga in quick succession, the first measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale, and the second a strong 6.1. The tremors were both centered approximately 150 kilometers northeast of the capital, Nuku'alofa. Also on Wednesday, a shallow 5.0 aftershock jolted New Zealand's Canterbury region 20 kilometers west of Christchurch. As the most recent of over 1,700 aftershocks to shake the area since the 7.1 magnitude quake on September 4th, this was the largest magnitude tremor in nearly 10 days and was widely felt. In the USA on Wednesday as well, a 4.3 magnitude quake hit Oklahoma State, just southeast of Oklahoma City. With tremors that were felt in 19 countries, several people reported incidents of items coming off of shelves and some windows breaking, with two people who were also treated for minor injuries resulting from falls. There were fortunately no reports of significant damage or casualties for any of the events. We are thankful for the general safety of the people in the quake-stricken regions. May such disturbing events be alleviated as we join in adopting kinder lifestyles in harmony with nature.
Russia honors firefighters. For their vital assistance during the widespread blazes that scorched the nation this past summer, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev honored 46 people from 15 European and Central Asian nations on Wednesday, October 13th, in Moscow's Grand Kremlin Palace. Of the honors conferred, the Order of Merit of the Fourth Degree went to Deputy Director of the Aviation Division of the Russian Ministry for Emergency Situations, Pilot Valery Cruz, who was one of the first to operate the BE-200 amphibious plane and train young pilots. The Order of Honor was awarded to Erdal Telgarat, the coordinator of a Turkish Interior Ministry aviation group. The Order of Friendship went to leaders of rescue and fire security services in several countries, while the Order of Valor was presented to 36 rescuers. In addition, the President held a meeting on relief and reconstruction work, during which he thanked all citizens, organizations, and businesses for their efforts to help rebuild lives in the affected areas. Our admiring salutes, award recipients, and all helping hands extended to the fire-affected regions, wishing the Russian people a swift restoration of stable daily lives, as such exemplary selflessness and courage encourages us all toward greater consideration for the Earth.
Commonwealth Games come to a grand conclusion. After 11 days of friendly competition, the 2010 Commonwealth Games in India ended with a lively closing ceremony in New Delhi on Thursday, October 14th. Among the some 7,000 participating athletes from 71 nations and territories were numerous record-making performances, including on the final day when Kenya's Irene Kosgei became the first in her nation to win the women's marathon, and countryman John Ikiru Kile claimed gold in the men's marathon. In men's field hockey, Australia successfully defended their winning streak that began when the sport was first included in 1998. Other notable feats included the closing table tennis events, in which Singapore made a clean sweep of all gold medals except for men's doubles, which was claimed by India, the nation that also won a first, second, and third place finish in women's discus. Meanwhile, in rhythmic gymnastics, Kristalini Trikomiti of Cyprus won gold medals in the rope and ribbon, as well as a bronze in the hoop and ball. Hats off all 2010 Commonwealth Games athletes, organizers, and participants. May the game's amicable spirit of healthy living and harmony continue to radiate throughout the world.
Ethiopian leaders choose peace. The Ethiopian government and the Ogaden National Liberation Front, or ONLF, group signed a peace agreement ending 2 decades of conflict. ONLF Chairman Saladin Abdurrahman Maul stated, "By signing this peace agreement, we hope to bring sustainable peace and development to the Ogaden region." He went on to say, "We have come to understand the destructive nature of war and that war is not the only solution. Ethiopian leaders, we are thankful for your direction of peace. May harmonious relations prevail for all people across the land."
Netherlands inaugurates new premier. On Thursday, October 14th, Mark Rutte was sworn into office at Huis ten Bosch Palace in The Hague by Her Majesty Queen Beatrix. Following his election in June this year, the new premier appointed a new cabinet, with 3 of the 12 new ministers being women. He has also pledged measures of austerity to help restore national economic balance. "Our respectful congratulations, Prime Minister Rutte, on your new role. May your term in office be beneficial in serving the highest goals of the warm-hearted Dutch people."
Us Weekly reports on stars and vegan trends. An article in the popular U.S.-based Us Weekly magazine highlights the plant-based diet as one being adopted by an increasing number of celebrities, such as Hollywood actress Lea Michele of the television series Glee and Oscar-nominated actress Natalie Portman. The magazine points out that the cleaner, animal-free fare promises a healthier body with benefits of lower blood pressure, reduced cholesterol, and weight loss, as seen in the case of 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton, who shed a desired amount of weight and now continues on a mostly plant-based diet to improve his cardiovascular health. The intake of veggies, fruits, and whole grains also provides increased nutrients such as vitamins A, B, and E, which help to clear the skin and promote healthier hair, as well as boosting energy, as affirmed by Lea Michele, who credits the vegan diet with giving her the necessary stamina for her long hours on the set of Glee. The magazine article also offers tips on simple transitions to a vegan lifestyle. For example, participate in Meatless Mondays and make plant foods your main course. Opt for coconut or almond milk instead of cow's milk. Carry vegan handbags and use vegan cosmetics that can be found in respected brands like Tarte and Stila. Many thanks, Us Weekly magazine, for sharing helpful information about this constructive lifestyle change. May the exemplary health seen in those who enjoy plant-based fare bring a greater awareness of its manifold benefits for us all.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/b-veg.
Elder dog rescued after 8 weeks without food. 16-year-old Labrador Gale from Riverton, New Zealand, was finally found by a neighbor after she had wandered into his greenhouse and the door had shut behind her. During that time, the canine, who is deaf and cannot bark, survived for nearly 60 days, even through a heavy snowfall, drinking only water she obtained from a hole in the roof. Gale's human caregiver, Lou Peterson, shed tears of joy upon her return home. He said that many people had searched for her, but that they didn't even think to look in the greenhouse because of it being unused and the door being completely closed. Gail is now being given extra care and is receiving lots of neighborhood attention as she regains her full health. We, too, are grateful for faithful canine Gail's survival as we thank the neighbor and all who caringly participated in the search to find her. May Gail and Mr. Lou Peterson be graced with many more cherished moments together.
Save our planet. United Nations Climate Change Agency concludes meeting. The Nobel Peace Prize-winning organization, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, concluded its 32nd plenary session on Thursday. Supreme Master Television's correspondent was on location to speak with the scientist delegates.
We're here in South Korea's southern port city of Busan, where the 32nd General Meeting of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, has just ended. The four-day meeting was attended by 400 participants, including government officials, climate experts, and non-governmental group members from 194 countries. There was a series of discussions about ways to respond to the urgent climate crisis as an expert group and on suggestions to help governments cope with climate change.
We see changes in temperature, we see the sea level rising every year, and we see changes in the precipitation patterns. And in some countries it already have strong effects, and people really feel the consequences.
The natural disasters now is clear, repeated, and the frequency of the such disasters like floods, like droughts, like heat waves, repeated frequently and much than before. So it's clear evidence.
The IPCC's role in the upcoming conference of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change was also discussed.
Now, when we are going to COP 16, it is very important to have right decisions.
Et donc ce que le GIEC va faire au Mexique en décembre, c'est encore une fois rappeler que les changements climatiques sont bien là, que le réchauffement est bien en route, qu'ils sont principalement causés par les émissions liées aux activités humaines, que les conséquences risquent d'être très importantes à l'échelle de la planète si on continue à ne pas faire grand-chose pour protéger le climat, et que les solutions sont à portée de main, qu'il est possible de réduire les émissions de gaz à effet de serre, de CO2, de méthane, de N2O, et que ce n'est pas si difficile et pas si cher que cela.
Supreme Master Television asked IPCC delegates to share their views on the climate change solution of eliminating livestock production.
It is, yes, recognized that the production of meat entails certainly much more emissions than if we were to consider the equivalent of proteins or other nutrients from a pure vegetarian point of view.
Alors il y a différentes solutions qui sont évoquées dans le rapport du GIEC. Si on consomme moins d'aliments animaux, on va forcément diminuer les émissions de méthane qui sont liées à la consommation des animaux.
This has been a report from Supreme Master Television in Busan, South Korea.
We salute the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change scientists and other government officials and delegates working to advance the study and solutions to climate change. We pray that leaders will join in suggesting effective mitigation measures, of which the most successful would be a shift to the low-carbon, organic, vegan diet and food production.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently called on government leaders and their co-citizens to act urgently to stop the increasing global warming disasters, as during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea.
I urge the government leaders, because our time is running out. We have to act on this now. Please explain to your co-citizens this important truth, and tell them we must work together to become animal-free consumers. We have a very short time to save our planet. We have a great planet to save. We have great precious treasure that is our children to save. The government and the people have nothing to lose by being vegan. For the environment, The absence of livestock will bring about much less pollution and less waste of water and food resources. For the citizens, they are a perfect, nutritious, delicious alternative to animal products nowadays. And the vegan diet is also the best for our children.
Save Our Planet. The European Environmental Agency, or EEA, announces that the 15 European Union signatory countries of the 1997 Kyoto Protocol together reduced their carbon dioxide, or CO2, emissions in 2008 and 2009 by 250 million tons, putting them on track to achieve Kyoto emission goals.
Save Our Planet. At the 7th African Development Forum discussing climate change, Ethiopian President Girma Walda Georgas encourages African leaders toward actions to address global warming across the continent.
Save Our Planet. A study from the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines reveals that global warming effects, such as higher nighttime temperatures and changes in soil properties, have resulted in a 15% decrease in previously high-yielding rice harvests.
Save Our Planet. South Korea announces a 5-year plan for alternative energy development, which includes the building of an offshore wind farm in the Yellow Sea and the creation of 110,000 jobs, with exports of $36.2 billion in sustainable energy expected by 2015.
I'm Laffy Desayola, happy vegan, here today with a photo tip. It's a good idea to carry spare charge batteries if you're taking pictures with a digital camera. You can use them as a backup in case the first ones lose power. That way, you'll be sure to get those lovely photographs. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, Russia donates approximately $97 million to Abkhazia. The funds will be used to acquire vehicles such as buses and specialized equipment for the housing and utility sector. It will also be allocated toward the construction of important facilities, roads, and tunnels. Our sincere appreciation, Russia. Heaven bless your generosity. May your kindness help enhance the lives of many.
In environmental news, China rules that banks should halt loans to companies that do not meet energy efficient or eco standards. The central bank had set up a database to help monitor companies' environmental records. This move supports the steps China is taking to reduce her energy consumption and shift to clean sources. Our thankfulness, China, for these earth-loving efforts. May all governments advocate plant-saving measures, including the low-emissions vegan diet. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the state of Queensland, Australia, allocates $40 million for koala sanctuaries. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Please stay tuned for more resplendent news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hopeful world. In animal welfare news, an Australian state expands a koala conservation park. The Government of Queensland has purchased an additional 127 hectares, enlarging the Daisy Hill Conservation Park by nearly a third to 560 hectares. This is part of the government's five-year, $40 million koala habitat initiative. After 20,000 trees have been planted, it is expected the sanctuary will be a safe home for approximately 80 koalas. This is an increase of 30 from the present number. We are very grateful, Queensland government officials, for your care of the herbivorous koalas. May these delightful beings thrive in protected surroundings, enriching our planet for eons to come.
Time for some light-hearted humour with Joke of the Day told in Malay, entitled Winning Golfer.
Kita sentiasa boleh tahu pemain golf yang mana telah menang. Dia melupakan orang yang asyik beritahu pihak lawannya bahawa itu satu permainan sahaja.
And now for a heartline from Dr. Benjamin Lepcott, founder and president of Floating Doctors, which brings medical care by boat to remote places around the world. Dr. Lepcott was the recipient of the Shining World Compassion Award and a $10,000 contribution from Supreme Master Qinghai to help support this laudable endeavor.
It has been many months and thousands of miles since the Supreme Master Qinghai first reached out to us to help make our dream of bringing healthcare to the undeserved a reality. We have had many ups and downs, but we successfully just conducted 2 months of clinical work in Haiti, then voyaged 800 miles to Honduras, where we are currently working in 3 health centers, providing training and emergency care to the fire department and acting as a medical crew for the emergency helicopter here. When people of goodwill reach out to one another, as the Supreme Master did for us, the ripples of that goodness are felt thousands of miles away and many months or even years later. The Supreme Master's generosity and desire to do good has helped us reach the far shores of countries lacking in the many things people in developed nations take for granted every day. Once again, my deepest gratitude to the Supreme Master Qinghai for honoring and supporting our project when it was just a dream in our hearts. Our thoughts and thanks are with you as you continue to be a force for good in the world. Fair winds from the shores of a distant sea. Dr. Ben Lebrant of the United States, President of Floating Doctors.
Respected Dr. Ben Labro, it is wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
It's touching to know you're still sailing strong for the needy destinations. Pray that you'll receive more and better support from people. I'm sending a humble $30,000 extra to further your mobile work. With lots of hugs, salute and love. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with faith, joy, and compassion.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales donates the services of his architecture charity to Haiti for the post-quake design and reconstruction, including training local workers of the historic center in the capital city, Port-au-Prince.
In a first-ever trip to Russia, British Foreign Minister William Hague meets with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov and President Dmitry Medvedev, with all parties agreeing to continue making steps to improve their country's relations.
Israel's Interior Ministry announces plans to allow 300 clerics of an estimated 120,000 Druze people living in Israel to travel to Syria on a pilgrimage to religious Druze sites and to visit family members, some of whom they have not seen in 60 years.
The African Union appoints former President of Ghana, Jerry Rawlings, as special envoy to Somalia by the African Union to promote international awareness of the country's plight, as well as encouraging peace and reconciliation.
The Cuban government agrees to free 3 additional detainees beyond the original 52 pledged in an earlier accord with the Roman Catholic Church.
The International Organization for Migration, or IOM, distributes tents, blankets, mattresses, and cooking sets to war victims in 4 northern districts of Al Jaf Governorate in Yemen to help them during the winter months.
United Arab Emirates President and Abu Dhabi Emir, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, provides 3,000 housing grants to residents of Abu Dhabi to help improve their quality of life and ensure a better future for generations to come.
Aisha, a 19-year-old Afghan teen who received serious facial injuries, reveals her new prosthetic nose as she is honored in California, USA, with the prestigious Enduring Heart Award from the Grossman Burn Foundation, which is also donating the funds for her reconstructive treatment.
The Asia-Pacific Association for the Control of Tobacco calls on Indonesia to regulate tobacco advertising, including a request that music bands do not perform at events sponsored by tobacco companies.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.